All right, Tyler Bowers, Washougal. A good track for you normally. You've done well in the past, and today, I mean, it was a good day. It wasn't an amazing day, but you'll take it.
Yeah, it's been a lot better than those sand races with the torn lat. So, yeah, I think I'm just healing up finally, you know. I started riding during the week right before Millville was my first time, and then raced Millville, flew out, raced Sunday here in Oregon at Mountain View MX, and then raced Thursday at PIR, and then raced here. So I went from not riding at all during the week to, like, just overdoing it. So I'd say it was pretty good for me to just get in the top 20, like, consistently and feeling good about it. You know, 15 in Moto 1, coming from the back a bit, per usual for me. And then Moto 2 got a decent start. I think I was around 15th and just floated around 15th for most of the moto. I got a little fatigued in the middle. I think I bonked. I had a hard time keeping food in me today, and so I just ran out of steam, like, right in the middle. So my last few laps were really lame, really no intensity, and the Curcio got me to the end, so I ended up 16th in the second one. So,
and Koga and you were having a good battles for most of the day in both motos.
Yeah, that guy's a little bit out of control. And he took out Merriam pretty hard, and he was, like, cross-jumping me. I wasn't too pumped on him, but he does that. Like, I race him every weekend. You know, he gets good starts. And I catch him, like, midway, and then he just fatigues out, like, pretty bad. So he's one of those guys that really pissed you off because you end up blowing your load, you know, battling with him for a few laps. If you could just tiptoe and then just wait for him to, you know, get fatigued. But when you're doing that, everybody else is passing you both, so.
Tough track to deal with. Not a lot of passing going on. You got to set a guy up hardcore for a couple of laps before you get him. It's got to be a frustrating track.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this track is it's tricky. It's pretty hard pack, and it's forever changing. Like, it changes more than you think. You know, these sand tracks change a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it changed that much.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think so. But, like, dude, I was talking to Alves. You know, I've been taking his bike, or we've been taking his bike to the races, and I was telling him, you know, it's his first time here. I said, just watch those inside ruts. They'll form. There'll be these tiny little inside ruts that form. You know, if you set up for the turn early and you can catch one of those, it'll be good for, like, a few laps, and then the thing gets blown and blown and blown, and then eventually you got to look for another one. Like, that furthest inside one gets, like, 3 feet out, and then there's another little one that forms on the inside, and you just always got to be on your toes and kind of setting up your corners and setting up passes. I think they really messed it up taking out that downhill with all the ruts in it before. That was a really good spot for passing because you could kind of charge down the hill, and those ruts are scary. You know, you're coming into those ruts with that little step down before the finish line used to be, and there was the ruts everywhere, and everybody just kind of chickens out, so you could kind of outgas some guys through there. Yeah, make something happen. Now it was just this one line little switchback thing, so that kind of sucked.
PIR for you on Thursday. How'd that go? You're normally a good money payback race for you. How'd it go?
I have still good money. Not as good as if I would have won. Derek DeMartel was riding good. He won Mountain View, and then he won PIR too. I don't know why he didn't show up today, but you know, he was riding good all week. Just bested me on the start. In the PIR, Politelli and I kind of ran into each other on the other side of the gate, and we just ended up coming into the first turn last together, and we had to work our way up, and Dare got a better start than us, and he rode good, and it was just hard to catch him. He was gone by the time we got into second and third.
Looking forward to the break?
No, not really. I don't like breaks, man.
We need to find a money race for you to go to. Is that what we got to do? We got to search the calendar.
For sure, dude. I gotta put food on the table. If I'm not racing, I ain't making money. So the break sucks a little bit for me, and I think. You know, I'm here for the long run. I just charge, you know, each weekend. I don't ride over my head out there because I know I want to be here every weekend. You know, my goal is to finish the season, be at every race, get points at every race. So I hate off weekends. You know, it gets everybody else a chance to catch up, which might be something I need right now. You know, I might need a little bit of a race break and a little bit more time to ride during the week and get feeling better. I'm just recovering from the torn lat. So, yeah, maybe it's good for me to catch up, but I'd rather be racing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right on, man. Thank you.